Yo.
You about to do the Noia clap.
Yo.
And then the Noia clap.
It's episode 52, bro.
This where like confetti's supposed to fall.
This is the moment you've been waiting for your whole life.
This is the moment I've been waiting for my whole life. That's the podcast.
It's been an entire year's worth of Not All Here podcast.
Holy
bro.
Shit. This is where the montage begins with slow motion, like laughing. And then the
crying.
Moments. The crying moments.
Hawk barking in the background.
Hawk barking. Me doing an Italian accent. The
That's
Baptist.
Interesting.
Exactly. That's interesting. Wow. That's hilarious. Episode 52 of the Not All Here podcast.
How's everybody doing?
We'll wait. I'll talk to your car. Or your headphones. Oh, that's nice. Wow. Well, we're doing good.
Yeah.
Man, it's funny. Now that I think about it, episode 52 feels like it's the end of the year, even though the year just started.
I think you're right.
We're like, wow, the end of an era.
I feel like most podcasts, they celebrate number 50, not number 52.
True.
We're retarded.
Well, we did it because, 52 weeks in a year, even though it went from weekly to biweekly to weekly to, I don't know, monthly, whatever happened. But it's wild. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. This is actually also the last episode here at this location because I don't know if the camera's going to catch it, but there's boxes around us because we're moving. Me and my partner, P, we're moving to a new location, a better location, and it's going to be even doper. So I can't wait for that setup to go because it's about to be next level.
Mm.
Yep.
That's nice.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. I approve. That's all very good.
That's hilarious.
Very fine and dandy.
It's funny. I wanted to actually start off on something that people have been hitting me in the DM about.
What?
So I think I've talked to you about this. I think. Or maybe I don't know if we have. So on my podcast, the Afternoon Programming, I talked about how scary angels look. Mm-hmm. If you ever seen how they're described. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing that I don't understand. So people hit me in the DM. Have you ever seen what a biblical angel looks like?
Yeah, we've talked about this. Tonight. Yeah. I've looked it up before.
It's like really freaky and very weird. And like, I just never understood why people never questioned it. Like why, media wants to portray angels as like, they're just people with wings and they're heavenly. They have white. Mm-hmm. They're all, white shirts, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like these biblical type angels, how come nobody ever talked about how crazy they look?
I have a theory. Can I give you my theory?
Yeah, yeah. What's your theory?
So basically, people in olden times, bro, they were just getting high.
Yeah.
So basically, Claude and Joseph and Van Damme.
Did you say Claude?
Yeah. You didn't read the book of Claude?
No, I didn't read the book. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I don't know whether to believe. Book of Claude.
Claude verse 3. Episode
Stallone,
5.
Verse 3, episode 5.
But anyway, so they were getting high as fuck, right? Mm-hmm. And then an owl flew at them. And they were like, oh shit, that's an angel.
Okay, I could see that.
And the owl told them, hey bro, be good. Don't kill people. Don't throw stones, you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious. That actually was a theory of mine. I'm like, I wonder if they were all just getting high, maybe unknowingly. And then they were like, whoa, these fucking angels, and they would just be high on mushrooms or whatever.
I mean, the burning bush. I mean, come on.
Of course, they were getting smoking that green.
what kind of leaf was this burning bush exactly?
That's very true.
What kind of leaf?
What if the burning bush was like just a big ass like weed plant, weed bush, and it just got everybody high, and everybody was like, oh shit. Or it just got, what was the guy that supposedly it talked to? I don't know his name.
Claude.
Shut up. But I was saying all that
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. That's a name in the Bible. Ezekiel. There's some. I'm blanking out on names. I don't know.
Listen, I'm the worst person on earth to talk to about the Bible. I know nothing about the Bible.
Well, people were hitting me because some people were saying, like, you didn't know about this? I'm like, no. How come mainstream media doesn't talk about these angels?
Because it's going to scare the kids.
Well, see that's interesting.
What if kids are scared to go to church?
Mm.
The angels are gonna get me, Mom.
What if kids, kind of like the sixth sense, the kid could see dead people? What if they can see angels and near the church, and that's why they don't like going to church? And then they're like, no, I don't want to go there. But as they get older, they forget and they lose the ability to see them.
It's deep, bro.
That's interesting. But people were hitting me and they were like, yo, like, that's real crazy. I never knew about that.
I think you put me onto this a while back. I think you did put me onto it.
I did a deep dive because, of course, you know, our phones are always listening.
What did you learn?
So after talking about angels, like just my phone was near me, all of a sudden I'm on TikTok and then people's posts start to come up about angels. And there's like a hierarchy of like powerful angels to not as powerful, but still powerful. It's like how they look and everything.
Lucifer was an angel, right?
Yeah, he was an angel. Mm. And then he got demoted and went to hell.
It was big owl, the fucking biggest.
It makes sense.
Might have been an egret.
Oh, my God.
You ever see the egret?
Uh-uh.
We got lots of egrets in South Carolina.
What's an egret?
It's them big-ass birds, bro. They're like this tall.
Oh, really?
You know, they're like swamp birds, like low country, like marsh birds.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And
they make a weird noise. It's like a big honk. Like a big ass loud honk.
Is it like those old timing cartoon honks?
It's kind of like Jurassic Park. Like the
really?
Yeah, something like that, but more bird, like the bird version.
The bird version.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dinosaurs are
they're related, aren't they?
They're birds. I mean,
supposedly birds are related to dinosaurs.
You never know.
Yeah. That's crazy. But people hit me up and I just didn't understand. Like for you know how growing up, I don't know if like your family was like big in the church.
No.
Like, no. So mine was, and like for a little bit, and then after all, we kind of like, all right, whatever. But one thing I always noticed is that people were talking about, why are these kids not interested in going to church or not interested in the Bible? And I was like, well, because y'all make it boring.
Yeah.
So I was like, y'all need to find out a way to make it cool, right? You know, fuck all this Veggie Tales shit, all this whatever. What you need to do is make a movie about the angels or something like that, but get The Rock in it, and you get these big A-list actors.
Constantine.
See, even that's a cool version of it. Constantine was a cool movie, and I'm like, that's a cool way to do it.
A lot of blood and violence.
I mean, well, the Bible is crazy.
Mm.
When people, when you really look at it, it's like really wild what happens in there. Why not do another version like that, but get The Rock in there, or get like, I'm trying to think, who's the action star?
You want The Rock to play Jesus?
No. You talk about like the cool parts of the Bible, like not the, I hate to say this, boring
parts. What are the cool parts of the Bible?
That's a good question. Angels.
When dude got swallowed by the whale. That's pretty interesting.
Wait, that was in the Bible? Wasn't that, isn't that another story?
No, Moby I thought Dick? That was in the Bible.
You talking about Moby Dick?
No, isn't there a Bible verse where dude gets swallowed by the whale?
Is there? Bro, I think you're confusing your.
Nah, bro. I know more about the Bible than you. Shit.
I only know a little bit. I don't know a lot.
The flooding, was that Moses?
Yeah,
that was pretty interesting.
Noah.
Well, that was Noah.
No, Moses was leading the people away, and he.
Bro, we sound terrible. You know way more than I do.
They're like you all are going to hell.
Whale story in the Bible. Hang on, I'm doing a Google real quick.
Beep, 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 beep.
So God sent a big whale to swallow Jonah.
Oh, Jonah.
And to save him from drowning. While in the belly of the big whale, Jonah prayed to God for help, repented, and praised God. For 3 days and three nights, Jonah sat in the belly of the fish. Then God had the big fish throw up Jonah onto the shores of Nineveh.
Interesting. I forgot about that. But I do remember the name Jonah.
If you get ate by a whale, praise God.
3 days and three nights straight. That's hilarious. But I think you could make like cool little, whether they be actual long films or short films, to actually make it appealing to new generations and stuff like that. Because this is what it was. It's just old. Back in the day, they just said, no, you got to do this. Listen, it's, you can't say no. This is what the rules are. So in order to make it cool now, you should make these cinematic, dope ass things, kind of like a Constantine. You know, you can have your dark ones, but then also you can make it light, lighthearted, whatever. But it's just, I was just crazy. It was crazy to me that nobody ever told me what angels look like growing up. That wasn't like a big thing. Because when you think about it, I'm like, there's a thing I think in the Bible, supposedly, that angels look crazy as it is. Some of them look like people. Some of them look like these crazy eyeball things. And then they said that supposedly like God or the creator or whatever looks even crazier. And if you look at them, you die.
So when you take LSD, maybe that's God. You know what I'm saying?
I've
never taken LSD.
Me neither. I don't plan on doing it, but.
What did you take when you floated?
I took mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was boring, but.
That was God, bro.
That was God saying, here you go.
And you then, were God. God just grabbed you and just like. Zoop.
And I said, this is boring. He's like, all right, you're going back. But yeah, it was real crazy. People were hitting me in the DM about it, and they were talking about, you should watch this show because this show kind of talks about that. And I'm like, oh, okay, bet. I'm going to check it out. Mm. There's like a Netflix show called Midnight Mass. And like that supposedly touches on angels and stuff like that. And so.
That's like a horror kind of Bible thing. Okay. I remember seeing the previews for that.
And I was like, oh, bet. I need to check that out because I was already going to look at it, watch it, but I ended up not having time. So now more so I'm like, oh, bet. Let me go back.
There was another like scary church type Christian type thing that I watched on Netflix a while back that was pretty good. I forgot the name of it though. It had a dope cast. Tom Holland was in it, Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
And then dude that's about to play Batman, he was in it too.
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah. It was a big Netflix movie.
What?
There were no angels though.
There were no angels.
Just humans.
What the hell? I don't remember a movie like that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Look it up.
I'm gonna have to look that see what's going on with that. But anyway,
there's this stupid TikTok that I keep seeing. Uh-huh. It's this, and it's this not TikTok, but Instagram. I've become kind of addicted to Instagram reels, and I don't want to be. But it's kind of like TikTok, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, there's these voiceovers. Uh huh. And there's this guy that says, "What do my angels have to say?" Do you know that voice?
No.
There's this really rough voice. You know how they have the little voiceovers? Uh-huh. It's almost like this New York like cop.
Okay, yeah.
Voice. And he's like, let's see what my angels have to say. And there's this thing called angel number.
Oh, okay.
And then they flash the angel number. And then the people look at it and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to have.
The way you make it sound.
My angels say I need to be more connected with my friends. Oh my God. And then I just scroll by it and you're like, all right, next. I get angry at myself.
You get angry?
For having watched that.
Lord.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It's interesting to try that because I'd be on TikTok.
I wonder if anyone listening to this has any clue what I'm talking about.
They're like, that's wild.
I see that shit all the time. It'd be dope if someone knew what the fuck I was talking about.
I know the angel number thing that you're talking about because I follow people who sometimes are like, I see 333. I see da-da-da all the time. Or they're always taking pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my partner, she does that. And so I'm like, oh, okay. Like I half believe, half don't. You know, I'm like, okay.
There's actually a word for that or a phrase for that. When you're thinking of something and then you see it, you think there's this power or this connectivity, this thing. Mm-hmm. But really that thing just exists and you were looking for it and you noticed it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, that actually brings a theory.
Not the shit on that.
No, of course not. But because like I've had, I'm always thinking about things like that. So that probability, that's what my brain was like. Like, for example, if I'm somewhere and I'm not even thinking about anything, but I see 222, right? My brain starts to go, what's the likelihood that I was going to run across something like that, whether I was thinking about it or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, is this just that one, you know, opportunity where I saw it? And or was it, you know, something else?
But if you weren't thinking of it, you would have just looked over it and not even noticed it.
That's interesting. Because I wasn't thinking about it, but then I saw it. I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah.
But if
I don't know, bro. That's interesting.
But I guess the next thing we can talk about, I know you had a couple things.
Let's talk real quick about the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So we're recording this Saturday. Super Bowl is Sunday. Dun-dun, the podcast comes out on Monday, right?
So we're about to predict.
So the Super Bowl will have happened by the time people hear this.
Oh, man.
But let's just make a quick prediction.
All right. This.
Who you got?
Me, I got Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati is going to take it, but I think it's going to be a close game.
Mm-hmm. What's the score?
The score is going to be, I'm going to say 23-17.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 23-17 Cincinnati. That's what I think. But you?
So everyone's pulling for Cincinnati. I'd like to see Cincinnati win. I think they're the better story, but because the entire world is saying they're going to win, I think the Rams are going to win. I want Cincinnati to win, but I think the Rams are going to win. I think the score is going to be 28-19.
Okay.
The Rams.
Damn, I could see that. But it makes sense because I just want them to win because they're kind of like the underdog.
They are. Part of me wants to see them win, but also Joe Burrow kind of shit on the Clemson Tigers. He just murdered them a couple of years back. And when he beat them in the championship, and he's kind of a cocky guy.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like, oh, yeah, we just did it. It's just, that's what we were supposed to do. The lady interviewed him after the game, and he had the cigar, and he was like, "Yeah, oh yeah, it's nothing. We were supposed to beat them."
Oh my god!
And I was
god.
Just like, "Bro,
you piece of shit."
But you know, there's something to that cockiness and having confidence, and you know,
him and his field goal kicker on Cincinnati. Yeah. He's like, "I guess we're going to a Super Bowl."
Yeah,
so I guess we're winning this. I bet you he says it one more time. I guess we're going to be Super Bowl champions.
We'll see. We'll see what happens, man. Either way, though, I think it'll be dope. You know, Matthew Stafford, he's been working hard for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's never had this opportunity. So whoever wins, you know, kudos to them. I won't be mad either way.
Yeah. But I will say, though, this Super Bowl, I actually like this one just because there's not, like, I didn't expect these two to be in there.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did.
And so I thought Tom Brady was going to come back, you know, win. But, of course, Tom Brady's retired. Shout out to Tom, the GOAT. But, you know, I'm trying to think because for a minute I thought Kansas City was going to go in, but then Cincinnati came back.
I was pulling for the Chiefs.
Man, I wanted them to lose, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
But, man, I think it's going to be an interesting game. It's just going to be almost like a fun game because, I mean, really none of these teams are my team that I really like, you know? And so it's going to be fun to watch, and I think they're going to go back and forth. And so we'll see. Next episode, you'll see. People will be like, oh, they won.
So one of us was right, unless it's a tie, which is not possible.
Not possible.
How are we doing on time?
We got 16. We're at 16.
All right. Do you want to talk about, there's going to be a war next week, bro.
A war?
Are you familiar?
Are you talking about?
Are you hip?
Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah.
Oh.
So people are saying that shit's going to hit the fan next week. And they're actually going to invade Ukraine next week.
Whoa. Yep. So this is what I do know.
Because
I think you know way more than me on this.
Okay.
I just know Russia is trying to take over Ukraine. And Ukraine's like, hold up. And the U.S. is trying to be like, hey, don't do that. You got to stay over there and try to do whatever. Russia's threatening a lot. And they're like, hey, we're about to drop bombs on y'all. Y'all need to get this shit right. And it's like, a bunch of soldiers are on the ground, tanks, everything, and it's ready to go.
Well, hopefully no bombs get dropped.
Oh, okay.
I don't, you know, hopefully it doesn't come to that. I did a lot of watching videos about this last night, trying to learn about it. And it's very complicated, and I don't fully understand it. But I watched some videos that helped me understand it a little bit. Really, no one is sure exactly what Putin is up to, right? It kind of comes down to him. You know, Russia used to be the Soviet Union, right?
Yep.
And then the Soviet Union broke apart. All these separate countries became separate from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine was really closely connected with Russia. And I didn't know any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine is actually kind of where Russia started, like what Russia is. Okay. It kind of started in Ukraine. And Putin feels this connection, right? Like people that are kind of older in Russia, they feel this strong connection that all these places are really together. And this video I watched, it was a pretty dope video. I forget dude's name, but he was kind of making comparisons and trying to explain it to people.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if like America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if America broke apart, right?
Yeah.
And then Texas became its own thing.
Mm.
And then our enemies kind of started talking to Texas and was like, hey, Texas, come with us.
Mm.
Fuck America. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not exactly like that, but it's something like similar. Mm. So there's probably reasons that are deeper than that, honestly. But he just wants to regain control of it because he feels like they're kind of the same people. But Ukraine, you know, younger people in Ukraine kind of want to join NATO and join, you know, more European allies and go that way, kind of get away from Russia. So I don't know. It's a weird situation, and I don't know who to believe on this stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, people are saying, okay, shit's serious, right?
Yeah.
They've started building like field hospitals, which means, okay, shit's going to happen. And they're building hospitals that are going to treat people. But also, they only have 100,000 troops, which sounds like a big number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Russia has 1 million troops, and they have 2 million troops on reserve.
Jesus Christ.
So they have 3 million troops.
Holy
if they really wanted Ukraine,
yeah,
they could
take it.
Throw down the shit and take it.
Yeah.
They could take it, right? So people aren't really sure exactly what this is all about. It has something to do with NATO. Putin made some demands towards NATO. He doesn't want NATO letting other countries to join NATO, Ukraine being the main one. He made some other demands as well. But it's really interesting. And also, there's all this weirdness going on. I don't know if you remember, but Trump basically kind of, not blackmailed, but he was holding, it was either $400 or $500 million military aid from Ukraine.
Whoa.
And this was when Trump was trying to get reelected. Trump was trying to coerce the Ukrainian, you know, government to give him dirt on Joe Biden Joe Biden's son. Joe Biden's son has some weird ties to Ukraine and was making money in Ukraine. And Trump, I don't know if that money was illegal or not. You know, who knows what's going on. Then there was a whistleblower that came out. And then that information got exposed and Trump's whole plan for that scheme got fucked up. And there are people that said that if Trump had got reelected, Russia would have Ukraine right now.
Wow.
And then Russia had supposedly had dirt on Trump. Supposedly Trump is in Putin's pocket. And Putin has this control over Trump. And, you know, there's some weird conspiracy theory stuff. I don't know if you've heard about that stuff, too. Supposedly there's a video. I don't know if this stuff's true, but it sounds so weird that maybe this shit is true. There's a video of a prostitute or a woman peeing on Donald Trump in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Swear to God. And this is what the control they have over Trump. Supposedly Trump also made a shitload of money from Russia, and Russia has this video of Trump, and they were holding this over him, and Putin and Trump had this weird relationship, and there was this weird tie between America, Russia, and Ukraine. And who knows what the hell is going on. I went down a rabbit hole and I'm more confused now than I was before, but it's pretty interesting.
That's crazy. So I guess, because then it makes me think of supposedly, wasn't it, doesn't in the U.S. like standing by to help in case shit does go down?
So we're big in with NATO. And NATO wants to support and keep all this shit from happening. You know, no one wants Russia to invade Ukraine. And Biden has made threats. Oh, you know, we're going to do this if you do something. Well, Russia's kind of like they're calling our bluff. And the same thing happened when Obama was president. Russia took Crimea, which is a piece of Ukraine. And Russia just came in and grabbed it. And Obama made threats like, hey, we're going to do this if you do that. And we didn't follow through on those threats.
Gotcha.
I think we did some like some economic sanctions or something. I don't know exactly. Hurt them monetarily somehow. But Putin's just calling the bluff. And they say shit's going to hit the fan next week. Maybe stock market's going to tank. Stock market tanked a little bit on Friday because the news of this came out. That it looks like it's going to happen. So
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy to think that shit like that can still happen.
Technically, this could start a world war.
Really,
shit could hit the fan. Whoa. If Putin really put his foot down and really, if he dropped bombs and did some wild shit, it could start a world war.
That makes me think though. I wonder if he's not stepping his foot down in case, I guess, what other people around. Because then what ends up happening is you have teams, so you got to be like, all right, who's backing who. And so, like, Ukraine's being backed, what, by the U.S.? Who's back in Russia and being like, we're going to, you know, we're with you on this?
China?
Oh, boy. That's wild.
Another thing I was reading, Ukraine used to be the number three country in the world with nuclear bombs.
Oh, wow.
Which I did not know.
That's crazy.
They had a, what's the word? I don't know, stronghold. Because Ukraine and Russia used to be, you know, together. And, they had a large amount of nuclear bombs where they were actually number three in the world. I think it was United States, Russia, and Ukraine. But then supposedly they were all dismantled in Russia. Russia took them back. I don't know what, you know, complicated stuff. Supposedly they dismantled them. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy to think that, like I said, shit like that can still go down. Now, I guess, because then, I guess, did they talk about, like, what happens if either scenario goes down where Russia does take it over? How does it affect us?
It depends on what we do. If we do nothing, likely Russia goes in there and takes what they want to take. If we do something, it could start a world war. Maybe we should do something, but do something small.
Okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
If we do something brash, then shit, I don't know. Yeah. Nobody wants to see that.
Of course.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
People are saying it could not, it's probably not going to be a big deal. Mm. Hopefully they're right.
Yeah. It seems like whenever it comes to stuff like this, it's just a bunch of people saying, it's a lot of like people being like, don't do that or we'll do this. It's a lot of just like, hey, I'm coming to do this. You know, you better not do anything. It's a lot of just back and forth.
And Trump, Putin did that with NATO. So he put his troops along the Ukrainian border mm-hmm. before there was this big NATO gathering. It's like a summit. I forget mm-hmm. the name of it. But then he came to NATO with three demands. And he said, I need you guys to do this or, you know, I'm going to invade. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, he's just doing that just to cover his butt and say, well, I had no choice. Mm-hmm. Well, he had a choice this whole time. He's just making these demands to act like this was his reason for invading. Mm. And his demand is basically like, he's basically like telling NATO, like, okay, you're this club and I don't want any more kids in this cool club that I'm not a part of.
Mm. Is there a reason why he doesn't want to join?
NATO doesn't want Russia. I think NATO was kind of created, it probably was created because of Russia.
Okay.
I'm fuzzy on all that. I'm not smart on this stuff. I only saw a couple videos about it, but I think NATO was created because of Russia.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Damn, that's wild. I don't know nothing about that. I just know shit could go down. That's all I know.
Yeah. And I'm so glad I don't live in Ukraine.
Man, it's like I said, it's crazy. Because, you know, I can only imagine what's going on. I've just seen a bunch of videos of, like, troops going to Ukraine, mm-hmm. setting up shop, and, you know. It's just like, well, goddamn, man. You know, so with like a bunch of shit that's going on in the world.
You know what they did when they did this a while back with Crimea? They sent in soldiers with no insignia, like no thing on there saying who they were. Mm. And then to the world, Russia was just like, well, you don't know who those are. Those.
But of course, they were like, that's our people.
They were like, well, it's. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. And then they took it. And then eventually it was like, oh, well, those are just crazy soldiers acting on their own. And then eventually it became, oh, that is Russia and we took it.
Wow.
Imagine United States got invaded by just these guys and they were just acting like, we don't know who we are.
That's, I feel like though, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I say that couldn't happen, but a lot of shit could happen here in the U.S.
Oh, you invade United States. You're a wild person.
No, exactly. I just feel like, not to make Ukraine sound bad, we're a little bit more technologically advanced and maybe we have a little bit more structure.
We have more bombs.
We have more shit people to prevent certain things more from happening. Money. You know, it's crazy. We're back.
I got another interesting Bible story for you.
Another interesting
Bible. You know about Methuselah?
Methuselah.
I'm serious.
No, I don't know. Medusa? No.
Methuselah lived to be 969 years old, bro.
Oh, my girl was talking about that.
Methuselah?
No, it was somebody else who lived, but I think maybe she got the name confused because, yeah, somebody lived to 900. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hold up. Hold on now.
Hold on. Did you get really high and think you were 900 years old? Imagine having a trip so bad that it felt like 900 years had passed.
When you come back, you feel like, well, I've lived my life. That's crazy to think. Do you ever think we'll get to a point where people can live past 100?
Can I say something else real quick?
Oh, yeah.
So the Groundhog Day, initially it was supposed to be 10,000 years had passed.
In the movie?
The writer of the script.
Yeah.
Wanted it to be, initially he wanted the guy to feel like 10,000 years had passed.
Holy shit.
I might get that wrong. It's something like that. Somebody look it up.
God damn. I love that movie. That movie's a good movie.
That was a dope movie.
Good movie, but because he killed himself a few times, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Because, like, after a while, he was going crazy. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, shit, this day just
imagine never living the same day for 10,000 years.
That's hell. That's
I would do everything.
You could basically learn every skill.
What if you traveled? Did he ever try to stay awake the whole time?
I think he did. I know.
But he would fall asleep.
Yeah. It would just, like, the day would end.
I would just try to travel as far away from that point as possible.
You remember, he couldn't leave because of the snowstorm. And so he could never leave the town.
Oh, shit.
And so I think there was a point in the movie where there was a scene where he did try to leave, but traffic was blocked and people couldn't leave the town.
To take it somewhere else, too. Mm-hmm. Did you hear, you know, the groundhog stuff? The groundhog sees his shadow.
Yeah.
So there was a groundhog ceremony, whatever you call that stuff. Not the main one. So they do one main one, right?
Yeah.
Every year. But then another place, maybe New Jersey or somewhere, where the groundhog died. So if the groundhog, you know, sees his shadow and gets scared, it means this. If the groundhog doesn't do this, it means this. But if the groundhog dies, what does it mean?
It's about to be a winter storm.
It's about to be a nuclear war.
Holy shit. And then it's like World War III.
The groundhog died the night before. The next day, he was supposed to get out and see something. Poor groundhog, bro.
Overworked. Not paid enough.
Man. God damn.
That's crazy.
All right. What were you asking me before I derailed it?
Oh, I was saying, do you think, so like you were talking about the Bible story, somebody lived at 900, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, maybe not in our lifetime, I don't think so.
I want to do it.
Do you think there will be a time where people's life expectancy extends to 200 or further?
No, but I'd like to see it.
maybe it extends one day, in the future, whenever like robots get involved.
I feel like at that point, we would just be floating in like a cryo chamber of goo.
Kind
of
like
look like the Matrix.
Kind of like Futurama, the floating heads in the little jar.
That's not good. Not good.
Would you transfer your mental state, your brain into a robot to live?
Yes.
I probably would do it till like 500. And then after that, I'd be like, all right, turn me off. You know, because after that, it's like, well, there's no point.
You committing suicide, bro? Robot suicide?
Well, technically, when you go to the robot, are you dying and then being born again?
Well, it's a deep conversation, bro. What is you? Is it your spirit? Is it your thoughts? Is it your heart? Is it your brain?
Isn't it your spirit?
What is your consciousness? What is that?
It's all in here. No.
Unquantifiable, bro.
True. But it's any no telling.
It's a big word. It's a big word.
Yeah, it's interesting. It just makes me think, because like, I think a part of me kind of gets FOMO for the time like that happens after me, mm-hmm. like after I'm gone and everything. And I'm like, damn, man, I'm gonna miss out on this, and this.
Does it make you feel like, because of that, does it make you look at how I'm living right now and just be like, yo, why am I living this way? I feel that all the time.
Like, what do you mean? So,
like, why am I in this, not this room specifically.
Like, what point in my life? Yeah, or but like, in life?
Why am I doing this thing every day for years? What the fuck am I doing? Why am I not out there traveling, doing dope shit?
Mm.
It's because of money.
Yeah.
I don't have the fucking money to pursue the things I want to pursue.
No, I get that. I get that feeling sometimes, because I think there's always a part of me that wonders, like, When people who came from, for example, let's say a Kendrick Lamar or something like that, or just a famous actor or something that they're wealthy now. I wonder, like, what's the point where did they ever realize, okay, now I'm actually elevating, you know, and this is the start of me actually making money and being able to do more shit than I would have been able to before. Like, is there like, I wonder if it's like, is there ever a moment that like, for example, for me, I'm like, what's that moment when, you know? Or does it ever happen? Will it happen? Will it not happen?
You mean, what's the moment where you feel like you made it? Like you accomplished your goals?
Well, you kind of feel like now I can do more things once, you know. I guess I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking about like more money coming in and I'm just able to do more.
At what point does the money feel give you the satisfaction you were looking for? Is that what you're asking?
No, I guess maybe I'm more so thinking about what's the thing that gets me to that money. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like, so I sell sample packs, right? Mm-hmm. What if there's like one sample pack that I haven't created yet that gets me the little launching pad
to go up
further? So I'm wondering, I'm like, same thing with when you were creating music and songs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, is it after the fact you realize like, oh, this song that we're making is actually the one that launches everything, you know?
Part of that is what keeps me going. Have you ever seen that meme where it's a stupid meme where there's two guys digging a tunnel and then one guy, there's a diamond, this big ass diamond. And then the guy gave up and he's turned around and he's got the pick or the thing on his shoulder and he gave up. And then there's another guy that's still going and he's happy and excited.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to be that guy that fucking turns around and leaves and gives up.
I get that.
But then he almost had the diamond. He was almost there to his goal and grabbed the thing that he wanted.
That makes sense.
So I don't know.
I'm like that though. Sometimes I'll be creating stuff and I'll be like, what's the point?
Right.
You know, but then other times, like, I just get happy and I'm excited to create just to be creating and not try to focus on that, even though I know it's something that I want, but not make it the main focus.
Right.
And so it's just interesting. Like, you know, I don't know, for all the things that I do, I'm just like, well, I guess as long as I'm happy doing them, eventually something will come. I hope.
Happy. That's the tough word, because part of me feels like I'm going to be sad if I keep going. But I'm going to be sadder if I quit.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be fucking sad either way. So it's like, I don't know.
I think for me, it's interesting because I know my partner, it's interesting when you see shit on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for, I always tell her, I'm like, her trajectory was wild to me, because when we first started dating, you know, this is before she started doing her human design readings or whatever. And she worked at like a crystal shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was working at a place that I did not like, but I was like, it was making good money.
Mm-hmm.
And then randomly one day she's like, I think I'm gonna do this. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she just went into it. And then next thing you know, like, she built this career and this whole life around it. And it got us here, you know? And I did my part too. But like, her trajectory, it's just like, it started off like flat and it just shot straight up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wild. And she's still going up. And I'm just like, God damn. It's crazy to see that on the outside, because then I wonder, I'm like, well, where the fuck, what's my trajectory? It's
so
like,
you're trying to find that thing that boosts you as well. I feel you, man. It's tough.
It's tough. But like, I seeing her and everything like that she does motivates me to be like, okay, well, bet. Like, because she's doing what she likes to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, as long as I keep doing what I like to do, something will happen. Something will come up. And it's funny because I don't want anything crazy. Like, I don't want to make $1 billion. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to live comfortably. Really, the goal, I think I heard a comedian say this, really what everybody wants, for the most part, is to be able to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the main things, he's to simplify, he's like, really, you just want to be able to go to a restaurant and not have to look at your bank account to see if you can afford anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to go in there and be like, yeah, I can buy that. I can buy that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what you want. That feeling of not having to be like, can I afford this?
You can have that feeling with credit cards. I lived that way for quite a while. I was fucking racking up the credit cards. So you can get that feeling and be poor. It feels good.
But I think he meant
that. But eventually it catches up to you.
You got to pay that money back.
I'm just letting the poor people out there know, if you want that feeling, you can get it.
You still got to pay that money back.
Just get you a couple credit cards.
And
then every now and then call the credit card people and be like, hey, can you extend my limit, bro? Give me some more money on that shit. And sometimes they'll be like, fuck it. Here's
a couple
more thousand, bro.
It's crazy that
it catches up to you, though.
Yeah, it does. That's hilarious. Because really, I think my goal, I think we've talked about this. My goal is I want to just make $150,000 after taxes. But when I looked up and I did the math, I have to make like $250,000. To be able to bring home $150,000 or something like that. And so I'm like, God damn, I gotta work that much. And so as long as I can do that for a few years, I'd be straight. I don't need nothing else. But
I don't I have goals and I have things, but I'm just sad. Don't laugh at my sadness, bro. God
it's
damn.
Just the way you say it. I'm just sad.
You just laughing at my sadness over here.
It's everything's going to be all right,
Jenny. Yeah, I guess so.
It'll be all right.
Where the fuck are these angels at, bro?
They just come down.
They need to come down and swoop and save me.
What if they're around us? We just can't see them. And it's not until we take we get high that we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I need to get high.
Have you ever taken mushrooms?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Mm.
Oh, was your experience crazy?
Not really. It wasn't really interesting experience. I don't know.
It wasn't that strong.
No.
Okay. That's crazy. Cause like my first and no, I've had one more, but the second time wasn't as strong.
I feel like also maybe I experienced this stuff differently than most people too, because I don't see things. I don't have visuals.
Okay.
And I've heard mushrooms and LSD are really dope for visuals and you get all this trippy stuff.
Yeah.
But in my brain, my brain doesn't visualize the way regular people do. So
I get that. I guess one thing that always fascinates me is that people who can create on those drugs, I can't create on
me
them.
Neither.
Like, I have the hardest fucking time creating. I have a hard time creating even drinking alcohol. Like,
I have a hard time creating sober. when I get high, it's on difficulty mode.
It's on extra hard.
It's like trying to play basketball in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh my God, that's tough.
Like, can you even play basketball in Grand Theft Auto?
San Andreas, you can.
You can?
Yeah. But it's just like...
Imagine trying to become LeBron James in Grand Theft Auto.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the one time I did it with some homies, the mushrooms, that's the one that I had the most trippy. Second time, I didn't have anything like that.
Did you see stuff?
Yeah, that's the one that I had the out of body experience that I saw myself. Okay. And I was outside myself.
But like, you know, all the fractal, like trippy, like colorful rainbow type shit. You see that stuff too?
No, I never saw that.
Okay.
No, it just looked like I was looking at myself playing a video game. Like I was just like, oh, that's cool. That's my character. That's me. That's what it felt like. And then I was like, this is boring. But the second time I took them, I think it was a smaller dose because they were like little gummies. Mm. And all it was I just felt sad. That's all. I was like, this sucks.
That's my life.
This is horrible. And I was like, never taking these again.
Sad gummies.
Sad. That's what it felt like. Sad gummies.
Dang, bro.
Yep. But then I think I realized.
That's the name of the episode.
Sad gummies. And it's like a little sad Sour Patch. That's hilarious. But damn, I was about to say that. I think it was because they were a smaller dose. But I also think I was sad because of life things. And I think it crept in. Mm. And so I think that's what happened. But.
I feel it.
Anyway.
We were talking for a while about not a whole lot.
I know, right?
That's pretty nice.
I think people are like, oh, damn, I should take some fucking mushrooms.
Yeah, just go do it, bro. Just don't grab them from the forest, though.
No, don't do that.
You might poison yourself.
Yeah. Get them from...
from a reputable drug dealer.
I was about to say a trusted source. But it's interesting. You had some other topic that I want to talk about. So now this is switching from... psychedelics to sports. So a lot of big shit, well, not really a lot, but really the big thing that happened is Harden left the Nets.
James Harden got traded.
He said, I'm out of here. I hate this place.
The second year in a row he kind of forced his exit from a team.
That's crazy.
Ben Simmons, the trade kind of works for everyone.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons had some problems in Philly.
That dude got bullied. He got bullied out of there.
I don't know. He kind of
brought it on himself.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Let's talk about what happened.
Yes.
So in Philadelphia, basically he played poorly in the playoffs and he lost confidence in the playoffs.
Yep.
And he had a wide open dunk versus Trae Young, who is much, 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 much shorter than him. Mm-hmm. And he decides to pass and he just kind of gives up. Mm-hmm. So then afterwards, the press conference, his coach has a question. Could Ben Simmons be a championship point guard? And his coach says, I don't know. That's basically the worst thing Doc Simmons said about him. Not Doc Simmons, Doc Rivers. And then Ben Simmons is kind of like, all right, fuck y'all, I'm out. So as a professional athlete, you know, the worst thing to happen to you was your coach kind of shit on you a little bit. Like, I think that says more about him as a person that he gave up on the entire city and the organization just because his coach said some bad things about him. And Joel Embiid kind of said some shit about him as well.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on what kind of person you are. He could have became the person that went back and worked extra hard, said, nah, fuck that. I'm going to prove all of y'all wrong. I'm going to go hard as fuck this year. I'm going to become this guy. Mm-hmm. You know, but he kind of wimped out and babied out. And, you know, there's some other stuff there too. People don't know if it's an excuse or if he's lying, but he's like, there's some mental health stuff. And I think he even DM'd Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaquille O'Neal said there's some stuff that no one really knows about. And there's some issues going on behind the scenes because Shaq was really trashing him. And then Ben Simmons hit up Shaq and then Shaq talked about it. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Maybe there's way more to it that we don't know about, but from the outside looking in, it looks like he was kind of a baby and kind of cried his way out, but he ended up in a good situation in Brooklyn. Maybe he's going to be with Kevin Durant when Durant comes back.
Now he kind of, this might be a good opportunity for him to not kind of, he'll have somebody to rely on that can, like, if he's not feeling up to it, Okay, well, I know that if I'm not performing, at least we got somebody else that'll kind of can help.
And he doesn't have to be a scorer.
Exactly.
He never wanted to be the number two guy, it seemed like. He doesn't want to be a big scorer. Mm-hmm. And in Philly, maybe they wanted him to be the number two guy. Mm-hmm. And in Brooklyn, he'll be, you know, behind Kyrie and KD.
Number three.
Another funny thing, Ben Simmons wasn't vaccinated.
Oh, for real?
But then he decided to get vaccinated.
Of course.
And they probably reached out because, you know, the whole Kyrie stuff. Kyrie's on Brooklyn. Uh-huh. And because he's not vaccinated, he can't play home games.
Yeah.
But imagine if they traded for Ben and he also wasn't vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
And he initially wasn't, but decided to.
That's hilarious.
They probably had the behind the scenes conversation with him like, hey, if you want this trade to happen, you got to go get that shot, bro.
You got to get them shots, bro. And he's like, all right, whatever.
Can I talk real quick about how stupid this rule is?
What rule?
The New York vaccine mandate thing.
Yeah.
So Kyrie, because he's a home player, he can't play home games for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Because he's not vaccinated. But the rule is that away players, if they're not vaccinated, they can play in New York. It's just home players can't play in New York. How stupid is that?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, what's the difference?
No, that is dumb.
If someone's going to be spreading the virus, I mean, even people that are vaccinated can spread the virus, right? Mm-hmm. I think we know that. But the rule is just stupid.
Yeah. New York's real strict about it.
I don't know.
And they just, you know, because I kind of feel like, because the Nets, you know what position they're in? Like as far as standings?
They were number one. Now they're number eight.
Damn.
They've lost 10 straight.
Ooh. Well, we'll see what happens after this trade.
Gonna be interesting.
Same thing. I think what's gonna happen, I don't think they're going, if they do, they're dragging themselves in barely as far as like the finals and playoffs and stuff.
I think you predicted Bucks versus Suns repeat.
Yeah.
I predicted Nets versus Lakers. There's no way in hell that's happening. The Lakers have fallen off the cliff.
I think
I was pretty wrong.
Man, I just kind of felt like as soon as like the Lakers, as much as I like LeBron, when the way that the team just doesn't look good.
They don't.
And I was like, they're bringing in Carmelo. They're bringing Westbrook. I'm like, this is bad. Yeah. I was like, it's nothing. Lakers messed around and didn't do anything during the trade thing. They fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, y'all couldn't get rid of somebody for somebody else that could potentially help. Because right now, what it's looking like is like Suns, Bucks, even the Bulls are doing great. But like the people, like the Nets and the Lakers suck. Like they're not doing great at all.
No.
And I think, I almost feel like, man, the way that it's looking right now, I think LeBron's done. I don't think he's getting another ring.
I don't know. I'm never going to count LeBron out. LeBron's that guy. So you never know.
I think they just have to fix that team. They have to trade out a lot of people that can get them out of there.
I think you're right about that.
Because whenever Westbrook came to Laker, I was like, this isn't good. I was like, it's not that he's a bad player, but I just don't think this is a good team for him.
Yeah.
You know? And so the best I thought that he was ever was whenever Thunder, Oklahoma City Thunder, was him, KD, and Harden. I thought they were a great team.
Yeah.
You know? But we'll see what happens with Brooklyn and, you know, see if this does anything. I don't know.
It'd be amazing if the Nets and the Sixers meet in the NBA playoffs. I would love to see that.
That'd be great. And then what if it would be wild if Ben Simmons goes off and he's like...
Both of those guys have a lot to prove. Him and Harden both have a lot to prove. Hopefully they're going to play really well.
Yeah. I almost feel like Harden's never won a ring, right?
No.
No?
Now, if he leaves Brooklyn and Brooklyn wins a ring, that's going to be a gut punch right there. That's going to be a gut punch.
Oh, my God. I mean, Harden's a... Man, I think he's actually an okay player. But, like I said, everything in Brooklyn, I was like, he had some shining moments, but I don't know. I don't know anymore about him getting a ring.
I don't know.
We'll see. Anyway, what was... you had some other stuff?
Rihanna got pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah. I've given up on that dream.
You could be a stepdad. In the future,
I'm too
nothing against them.
I'm too mountainous looking. I look like a man that could be in the mountains.
Oh my God!
And that's not what Riri's looking for.
What if
I've accepted that?
What if she's like, I'm tired of the spotlight. I want to get away from all the fame and everything.
I will welcome her with open arms.
Congrats to them, man.
Yeah,
it's interesting because I don't know about you, but you know they'll be like celebs or something that you never think. I guess you always see them in a certain light until they kind of transition to a new part of life. Like whenever she announced that she was pregnant, I was like, oh shit, I forgot that mm-hmm. she, you know,
could have babies.
I was like, damn, because you know she was so busy running her business mm-hmm. and doing everything. I was like, she might be dropping music, she might not. She got Fenty, she got all this other shit, and then finally, some A$AP Rocky said, nope.
Do you realize that Rihanna is the number two most wealthiest entertainer behind Oprah? Female entertainer behind Oprah?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Rihanna's a billionaire.
Yeah, I know that. That makes
sense. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Nine. Shout out Riri, man.
All them, what is it, those ventures that she's got. Yeah. All that shit making money.
Making money from the...
I almost feel like she'll never probably drop music again. She don't have to.
I know, she needs to.
She might drop that one more album and yeah. be like, I'm done.
I feel like the baby's messing that up a little bit. Stupid baby.
You about to get a lot of hate. How dare you?
I love you, Rihanna.
It makes me think, I wonder if this will be another, like, I don't want to say it like this, another excuse to not drop music. She'll be like, I'm sorry, I want to take care of my kid for the first 5 years. And then no music, no whatever, you know. And then after, then she'll be like, finally.
I mean, if you're making billions, I don't know. Maybe it is harder to make music.
Isn't there like a saying, like the best and worst thing is when you make, like when you start making money? Because when you don't have it, you're like hungry and you want to get mm-hmm. there. But then once you get there, you kind of lose the drive that you had prior to getting that money.
I want to experience what that feels like.
I know, me too.
I'm losing my drive and I don't have money. I'm still poor.
It's terrible. I still have some drive. I still got it. Yeah. But it's interesting because, like, I wonder, I almost feel like people, that's why I'm always interested. I think my partner, she said this, that made me interested. It's like people who are like billionaires, they're so interesting because they're constantly trying to get more money. Mm-hmm. Like after you get a billion, you're like, okay, you could really just go, I'm done. Mm-hmm. That's it. We're calling it a day. But they're like, no, I want 2 billion, mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, 6, however much. And you're like, God damn, y'all got to be crazy.
I think I've said this before, but it probably takes a certain kind of person to reach that.
Yep.
So you already are that kind of person to where you want to go grab things and attain things. So that's just who you are. That's what you do.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it. I think maybe I try not to make money and motivation. I more so just want to be... like, what is it? Like, on top of my game, mm-hmm. like, on top of it. So, that way I never fall off or slip. That's, like, I think for me, that's, like, the worst thing. For example, if we make it, mm-hmm. which we will, mm-hmm. we make it, I don't want to be, like lay off the gas on my craft, mm-hmm. you know? I don't want to be, like, yeah, you know, I don't have to practice as much anymore. I can just relax. I just want to be just as hungry to be, like, let me get better at playing the piano. Let me get better at doing this, da-da-da. I don't know why, but
yeah.
But yeah, it is what it is. All right, and we're back.
Yo.
It's that time.
It's that time.
It's that time.
It's the not all here moment.
The 52nd edition.
52nd one. Since you don't have one, I have two.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, you know.
Thank you. Yeah, I've ran out. Oh, I've told everybody my whole life.
Dang, bro. So mine, I have two moments in elevators. Mm-hmm. So I used to be a medical courier. Mm-hmm. So I would pick up things from locations, take it to a hospital, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was always in and out of hospitals. So one time I was in this place, right? Mm-hmm. And I get in the elevator and then a lady gets in the elevator and she's talking on the phone. Somehow people are think I'm lying, but okay. Her phone actually worked in the elevator. Usually when you go in the elevator, it drops out.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's in there and she's talking and she's like, you won't believe it. And she's talking to someone and she's like, I have the plague.
What?
And she's like, no, like the bubonic plague. I have the plague. And she had on a mask. This was actually back before COVID. You know, COVID.
Whoa.
This was like, you know, a while back. And she got off the elevator and I was just like, oh, shit. I was in the elevator with someone that had the plague. And she was like, yes, I have the fucking plague. I don't know how I got it. They say I have the plague. And this was a real thing. So about 1,000 people every year still get the plague in America.
What the hell?
Which is crazy. And I don't know if you know, the plague was a serious fucking shit back in the day. It killed 50 million people. Mm-hmm. It was known as the Black Death. And apparently you can still get it.
That's wild.
So that was part one of my elevator.
He's like, damn.
Elevator.
Lady, you went back to the 1600s.
Yeah. So part two, this is a heartwarming, not all here moment. It's really not even a heartwarming moment. Well, it is a heartwarming moment. Okay. It's really not even a not all here moment.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I just felt like I remembered this story and I wrote it down and I was like, let me just say that for a thing. So I was a medical courier, you know, one day I'm in the elevator and this guy gets in the elevator and he's crying. And I would see people crying, you know, it's fucked up, you know, when you're in and out of hospitals. I feel like I would see people, at least one person crying every week.
Of course.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
And most of the times I'd see them when I was driving. And you'd see someone standing on the side of the road or standing outside just crying. And I'd just be like, man, damn.
Yeah.
But this time I was in the elevator with the guy and he was crying. And I kind of looked at him and it's just like, damn, you know, it sucks.
Yeah.
And then he kind of looked at me. And he was like, oh, you know, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm happy. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I didn't really want
to just ask him, you know what?
But he told me, he was like, man, listen, I just found out that I'm cancer free.
Oh,
and he said, I have a lot more months to live and maybe years to live. And I just found out that I have a lot more time to live. And he smiled. And we got off the elevator and I said, that's great. Congratulations, man. I'm really happy for you. And that moment was just like, wow. That kind of changed my day because I was just like, damn, like this guy is so happy and full of so much joy. And I was just like, wow, that's a moment I've never really experienced before. And I saw that guy one time and that was it.
He's like, time to go do some drugs. No.
Who, him? Me?
I was talking about him, and he goes, I just found I have more time to live. Great. Cocaine. I need to go find another.
No, bro. This wasn't a cocaine
of course,
guy.
Of course.
This was a, you know.
That's crazy. It's crazy that shit like that be happening. You know? Yeah. It's wild. I can't
shout out that guy.
Shout out to him. Hopefully, you know, he's still living life. And
hopefully so. Cancer free out there somewhere.
Exactly. Well, that's episode 52. Drop the confetti. Whoever it just comes over the screen. Thanks everybody for listening. We've been talking for 52 weeks, which is basically a year. Here's to, I don't know how long we're gonna keep this going, maybe 1,000 episodes.
Damn, bro. We live until we 900.
That's crazy. So, well, I mean, it can be done. No.
Why? Yeah.
But anyway, well, that's episode 52. Thanks everybody who's been listening so far. I really appreciate y'all. We'll be back in a new place next episode.
Oh shit.
Moving on up. We are moving on up. Anyway, follow the podcast on Instagram at Not All Here Podcast. Also, make sure you rate and review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Helps us get new listeners. Also follow Cool Ass People. We just dropped the video for Days.
Yeah.
That came out pretty dope. I know I just dropped a track with a homie, Ronnie. I think I'm saying her name wrong. She never pronounced it. It's R-O-N-I, Mars, M-A-R-Z. I produced the track that she jumped on. Super dope artist to check her out. Dropped the track together. Follow Cool Ass People on Instagram. Follow our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L and Jetty.
JRB the producer on whatever platform tickles you. You know what I'm saying? Go do your thing. Go ball out.
Ball out of control.
Follow your dreams.
All right, we're out of here.
You're
peace.